Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I've got a question for you today, and it's a question that was put into my mind yesterday by a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. You know, he gave me a call, and he said, "Hey, I got something I want to run by you." And I said, "Okay, let's hear it." And he says, "When's the best time to buy real estate?" I sat back for a minute and I thought, you know, that's kind of a loaded question. I mean, this could be a serious question, or this could be, you know, a joke, or this could be, well, it could be a number of things. So I said, okay, Roger, riddle me this. What is the best time to buy real estate? And he said, well, there's actually two best times. And I said, okay, what's the first one? He said, 20 years ago today. And I thought for a minute, and I realized, you know, I think he's on to something. So then I said, hey, Roger, what's the next best time? And he said, right now. And what Roger was telling me is that real estate investment begins when you purchase your first property. Whether it's a single family property, or maybe a duplex, triplex, or fourplex, or a small multifamily apartment community, or a mid-sized one, or even a large one. Whether you own the multifamily apartment community on your own, or you bring partners along with you to help you afford the purchase. And he's spot on. He is absolutely spot on. Because, well, let me just share with you what I did about 20 years ago. I bought my first piece of investment property. I did. I bought a duplex in a small town outside of Kansas City, Kansas. And I bought this thing based on the concept that it would probably go up in value. See, I'd been living in California, and the way real estate investing works in California, at least from the mindset that I had, was that you go out, you buy a property, you live in that property, you sell that property, you take a windfall gain because property values have a tendency to go up in California. As a matter of fact, you know, in many of the major metropolitan areas of California, home prices have had a tendency to triple in price over a 20-year period of time. So I thought that I would be able to use that intimate knowledge that I had, because I'd been doing that. I would go to one duty station, I'd buy a house, I'd live in it, I'd stay there for about 2 years, maybe 3 years, and I'd go to sell the property, and the property was worth more than what I paid for it. And I'd take the proceeds, and I would go buy another house at the next duty station. So I thought, in my limited experience 20 years ago, that if I bought a duplex in Kansas, see, I'd been going to I'd been temporarily assigned to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and I thought, you know what, I could probably just replicate that concept here. So while I was there, I bought that duplex, and I tried to operate it like California property. I really didn't have any idea of how to operate that duplex. I thought I just would spend my own personal time fixing it up because it needed to be fixed up. It was in kind of bad shape. And that I would find a property manager, and that property manager knows everything about real estate. And as a result of that, I would do well. Well, I continued to own and operate that property over a 20-year period of time. And year after year after year, I had losses on that property because I had leveraged the property incorrectly. The rents that I was able to achieve on that property, according to my property manager, weren't covering the overall costs of operating that property. So I had negative cash flow every month. And being from California and talking to a lot of other people that were buying investment properties that way in California because they were banking on appreciation. That was the common thought process, was that it was okay to lose money every month because you would make it up on the sale of the property. Well, 20 years later, I sold that property. I actually sold it last year. And looking back over 20 years, one of the things that I learned is that real estate investing is actually very forgiving. Even if you do things wrong and you don't know what you're doing, you can still get to a point where it all kind of balances out. Now, about 3.5 years ago, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and went through the Financial Freedom Education course, I learned very quickly that what I had been doing to operate that property was incorrect. And I turned that property around. And for the last 3 years of ownership, that property actually flourished. That property actually produced passive income streams for me. It was a completely different approach to investing in property. And I'll tell you what, I didn't stop there. I went about investing in additional real estate assets that have made the world of a difference to me. Now, when I come back from the break, I'm going to get back into this concept of the best time to buy real estate. Stick around.
Dell Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Roger, a colleague of mine and a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, gave me a call yesterday because, you know, I think he was thinking I was feeling a little bit down, because I have been feeling a little bit down. Well, I'm still waiting on some medical results to come in with regards to how my health is doing. So that's really been kind of beating me about the head and ears. And, you know, he told me something yesterday, which really makes a ton of sense. He said, there are two times in life that are the best times to buy real estate. And he said, the first time was 20 years ago. Now, we can't go back in the past and change the past. So I said, okay, what's the second best time, Roger? And he said, right now. And he's absolutely correct. You see, one of the things that is a trend, this is a trend that I've picked up on from the many, many people that I have interacted with who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They all say the same thing. I wish I had bought real estate 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever the number is. They all wished that they had gotten started sooner. Because once you get yourself educated and you start understanding the possibilities, and you start understanding how to invest in real estate from a different mindset than what you probably have right now, you realize that, man, I want to catch up on lost time. I want to get out there and I want to get busy. So since we can't go back in time, unlike a TV show that I'm watching right now where it talks about time loops and things, it's kind of actually making my head hurt. We can't go back in time and pick up a piece of real estate. But what we can do is educate ourselves right now and learn how to correctly acquire real estate, to learn how to correctly invest in real estate so that the real estate is paying us five different ways. And real estate is an asset that has a time component to it. Because when we look at real estate, we look at the potential. We look at what real estate has the potential to do for us. Now, the first thing we look at is cash flow. When we analyze a deal, we make a determination based on what can we acquire the property for today? What will it be worth, say, in a month or two, once we fix this property up to an equivalent condition in the marketplace? What do I mean by equivalent condition? Well, I mean, we're going to fix it up to what the standard is in that neighborhood. And we're going to add one extra feature that really makes that property stand out, that makes it better than all the rest. And we're going to understand what that future value is based on an analysis of what quality homes in the neighborhood are selling for. And of course, because we've been educated properly, we have a good understanding of what it costs to fix things up, and we can use that as a rule of thumb. And when it's all said and done, if all the numbers make sense to us, we're going to buy that property. And because we've been educated on how to buy the property correctly, we're going to put the least amount of our own personal money into that deal. See, a lot of you think that you have to go out and, you know, find a piece of distressed property and either have to pay all cash for it, or maybe you go to a conventional lender that says, we'll loan you 80% of the value, but they're only going to loan you 80% of the value based on the current condition, not the condition that you're going to turn it into. So even though you can get away with, say, 20% down, that lender is still going to require you to dig into your pocket to pull out all the funds necessary to get that property to the right condition. That's a bad way to do it. The right way to do it is to utilize a hard money asset or private money or whatever's out there, and to create a relationship with a lender that understands that you're educated, that you have a business model that will work correctly for you, that you can utilize not only to acquire the property, but to cover some, if not all, of the repair costs. And by doing so, you keep your cash out of pocket as minimal as possible. Now, some of you, you know, are thinking, wow, I've heard of those hard money loans. Those are expensive. They've got crazy high interest rates, even in today's markets. And yeah, they do. But you're not going to be in that hard money loan for a very long period of time, because what you're going to do is you're going to renovate the property, put the right resident into the property while following all fair housing laws, and then you're going to stabilize that property by putting conventional financing on the property, which cures the hard money loan. And once you do that, you essentially have an asset where everything that could potentially go wrong has already been addressed. You've already looked over the entire property, and if something was in question, you fixed it. You made it new or like new. And as a result of that, you're really not going to be dealing with ongoing maintenance problems like many other owners out there run into, because they don't do business the way we teach you how to do business. Now, you're going to have something called cash flow, and you will understand how much cash flow that property has the ability to produce for you. And you're going to use your own metrics to determine what is a minimum amount. And that cash flow comes in every month. See, when your resident pays you on the first of the month, you're going to turn around and make the necessary mortgage payments and any other expenses associated with operating that property, which should be minimal or none. And what's left over is the cash flow. And that cash flow is important because that cash flow is a stream of income that you don't go out and work for on a daily basis, kind of like you do with your job. And the idea is this: you pick up one asset after another asset after another asset, and you keep growing your asset pool, your portfolio, if you will, to a point where you have enough income coming in from your investment properties that it meets or exceeds your ordinary expenses of life. That's the definition of retirement. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into some of the data. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So we're talking a little bit about, I guess it's the time value of money. I don't want to go there, because then we got to get into like deep conversations with regards to inflation and the effects of inflation on different things. Like, well, for instance, did you know that certain expenses in your life have gone up exponentially greater than inflation? Well, let me give you a couple of examples that I saw. One of them is healthcare. Yeah, healthcare has gotten to be a lot more expensive than it was, say, 20 years ago. It has definitely outpaced inflation. Another one, the cost of college. Yeah, the cost of college is like, it's gone way up, way up. Other things have gone up in price too. I was looking at the price of a Big Mac 20 years ago. And you could buy a Big Mac sandwich, not the meal, but you could get the sandwich for, I don't know, somewhere around 50 cents, maybe 75 cents, depending on where you were. And you could get the whole meal for, I don't know, $1 or $2, something like that. And now you go to McDonald's and you order a Big Mac meal, and it's probably going to run you in the neighborhood of $8 on up. Yeah, I mean, things have a tendency to go up in value. And that was my experience with the duplex that I bought 20 years ago. In spite of my efforts to screw up that investment, I'm telling you straight, in spite of my inability to effectively operate that property and know what I was doing, I was still able to sell that property last year, and I met the acid test of the price of the property pretty much doubled in 20 years. And that gets me to the next section that I want to talk to you about. So we talked a little bit about the cash flow, and we talked about how that cash flow comes in. And when you get enough of that cash flow that it meets or exceeds your cost of living, you've effectively retired yourself. It's at that point that you regain control of your life. But here's the other thing that real estate has a tendency to do. And this is part of the reason people have a tendency to say, man, I wish I had bought 5 years ago, or I wish I had bought 20 years ago. It's the concept that real estate goes up in value. It does. It tends to appreciate over time. And most real estate has a tendency to appreciate a little bit better than inflation does. So when you think about the fact that real estate has a tendency to double in value every 20 years, that gives you some insight as to, you know, where could the future value of that property go. Now, when we're talking multifamily properties, well, that's actually kind of a different animal, because multifamily is valued based on the income streams that property produces. Yeah, it's different from single family, which, by the way, includes duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. Those are valued based on what other things in the marketplace have sold for, a comparison, otherwise known as a comparative analysis or an appraisal on the property. But multifamily, you don't have to wait 20 years to get the value of that property up. I mean, yesterday we spoke with John, and John was talking about his strategy for investing in multifamily properties and why he chooses certain locations and certain multifamily assets to invest in. His metric is that he wants to return to his partner investors, the people that come alongside with him to invest in property. He wants to return 8% or more cash on cash. And he's been successful in doing that. As a matter of fact, he was telling me yesterday about an asset that was returning anywhere from 12 to 14% cash on cash. Meaning, if you put $100,000 into the deal and you're getting just, let's just say, an 8% return cash on cash, you are getting $8,000 in income coming to you, which is probably broken down over a quarterly basis. So you're looking at a $2,000 check every 90 days. Now, the other thing that he does is he positions those assets to make sure that they are increasing in value. And what he has been doing is positioning those assets so that he has the ability to return up to 100% of the investment dollars that his investor partners put into the deal in about a 3-year period of time. So when you sit back and you think about that, not only is this asset producing income that you can use for anything you want, you can use it to offset your expenses and work towards retirement. You could use it to, I don't know, maybe go buy additional real estate with. You could use it to romance your spouse or maybe give something to your children. It's your money. You do with it what is appropriate to you. But when he positions the multifamily apartment community to where he's increased the value of the property enough that he can go into that property and refinance the property. In other words, put larger debt service on the property because the higher income streams will support all of that. He returns up to 100% of your investment capital. So if you think about it, let's just say we invested with John today. Okay. And 3 years from now, in 2024, John is going to return that $100,000 that we invested with him back to us. There's no tax consequence to that because that money came from the restructuring of the debt on the property. And as a result of that restructuring, there's no tax consequences to that. The IRS doesn't care what you do with leverage on your property. They really don't care. They only care when you transact the property. That's the only time when capital gains taxes come into play. So you think about it. 3 years from now, you've probably received $24,000 from John over that 3-year period. Those are the distributions that you get. And at the end of 3 years, you get $100,000 back, that initial $100,000 you put into the deal. Now, because he's got maybe a higher mortgage or loan on that property, that cash flow might go down. Maybe it goes down to, say, I don't know, $6,000 per year. So you think, man, I just lost $2,000. And the short answer is, no, you didn't, because you got your entire $100,000 back, and you're still getting $6,000 a year from that property. And John's going to continue to operate that property and maybe position that property for another cash out refinance in the future, which, by the way, is going to give you additional cash back. Or maybe he sells the property. Yeah, and you get the proceeds from that sale. In the meantime, that $100,000 that you got back from John, you're going to put that to work in another investment. So you're not going to take that $100,000 and go buy the beach house that you and your spouse are going to hang out at on, you know, the weekends when you can get down to the coast. No, you're going to get that money back to work for you, because, you know, you want to get that $8,000 that it can contribute to your income streams. If you take that $8,000 and you add it to the $6,000 on the, are you doing the math? And we're talking about a period of just less than 5 years. When we come back for the break, we're going to get into 20. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So the last segment, I threw a lot of math out at you, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you like that. We're buddies, and I should be nicer to you. But what I'm trying to impart upon you is the wisdom that Roger imparted upon me yesterday when we had our conversation. And in case you're late to the show, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Let me just tell you what got me on this topic. Roger said there are two times in life that are the best times to invest in real estate. Essentially, the first one was 20 years ago. So, but we all know that our time machines don't work, so we can't necessarily go back 20 years. The second time is right now. And he's spot on. Let's take a look forward in time, shall we? Let's get in our time machines and, you know, let's dial in the stuff. Let's make the little lights for whatever your time machine looks like. And let's go forward in time to 2041. Now, some of you might think that, well, 2041 probably doesn't exist because we as the human race have made a mess of the world and we've probably blown up the planet. All right, I guess that's a possible outcome. But I think in the next 20 years, I have the potential to still be alive. I mean, I would be, let's see, how old would I be? About 76 years of age, which, you know, is a little bit longer than my parents live. So I think I've got 20 years to go. And what I will be doing over the next 20 years is continuing to invest in real estate and continuing to take the returns that come from those real estate investments and reinvesting those returns, essentially compounding my interests. And then depending on the type of real estate I'm investing in, whether I'm investing in single family or I'm investing with multifamily, either my own multifamily or I'm partnering with other people, in 20 years, I'm going to be doing pretty darn good. And pretty darn good is probably an understatement. Now, I'm actually looking at a website called Quantum Run, quantumrun.com. And I was curious, you know, what do people predict for the year 2041? And they actually have a couple of things on here for 2041 that I thought was kind of interesting. There's a forecast that some type of forestry company is going to build the world's tallest wooden high-rise, 70 stories, 350 meters, comprised of 90% wood to be yada, yada. Okay, so what? Here's another prediction. People can control or change their memories and personalities. Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, but that's on here. Here's another one. Annual deaths from cardiovascular disease have reached negligible levels in the United States. So, I mean, that's a prediction that cardiovascular disease is going to get under control. We're going to find a solution to that in the next 20 years. The world's forecasted population is supposed to be like a 9.2 billion people. The world sale of electric vehicles is going to reach 20 million. And the number of internet users worldwide is going to reach almost 5 billion. I don't know what's going to happen in 2041. I don't know what's going to happen between now and 20 years from now. But I do know this. I do know that by correctly investing in real estate, that those investments can and will produce passive streams of income. They will allow for equity capture. They will allow for forced appreciation. And they're going to allow for other elements of the ways we make money in real estate to include principal pay down and, you know, maybe tax advantages. And I say maybe tax advantages because who knows what the government's going to do. But I will tell you this. I know for a fact that people need a place to live. I do know that. Because if anything that we've learned over the last year has been resonating loud and clear, it's the fact that people need a place to live. They haven't always necessarily needed a place to go to work, although they've needed work. Many people have worked from home. Many children have been educated from home. Now, whether you agree with all those practices or not, that's immaterial. I'm just telling you a fact that I believe to be absolutely true. What I also want to share with you is some feedback on some folks that I met when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, I think they were in the same financial freedom class that I was in. And Jeff and Carla, when they decided to invest in real estate, they took a different path than I went on, and which is okay. It's totally fine. They decided that they were going to do what John does, which is to invest in multifamily properties and to syndicate those deals to other Lifestyles Unlimited members who would partner with them, and they would all share in the returns of that property. Here's an interesting thing, because I remember this happening. They went on the hunt for a multifamily apartment community, and they found one. They found a 48-unit apartment community, and they purchased this thing just about 3 years ago. They paid $1.8 million for the property because they have done all of the things that were necessary to get that property up to what we consider standard. In other words, this property had some deferred maintenance that needed to be remedied, and there's a cost factor to do that. This property also had operational issues. And although that's not necessarily a cost factor to remedy it, it does take knowledge and it does take a desire to fix those problems. Well, they tackled this property head on. And I will tell you this, that property today in the current marketplace is worth $3.96 million, almost $4 million. So when you think about it, they have, in 3 years period of time, doubled the value of that property. They didn't wait a whole 20 years for property values to double. They took the bull by the horns and they made the right choices. They made the right decisions to repurpose that property, and it's now worth just under $4 million. Now, along the way, they have distributed returns to their investors. They have distributed over $700,000 in returns in the form of distribution payments to their Lifestyles Unlimited member partners. When you really you know, sit down and take a look at what is this property doing. It is positioned to produce a 160% return on the original investment in 3 years. And that's what they're doing right now, is they're getting ready to do a cash out refinance on this property. For Jeff and Carla, well, here's what happened to them. Their net worth has tripled. You heard me correctly. Their net worth has tripled in that 3 year period of time. Now there's been an additional benefit to them for making this investment, which they made 3 years ago. Jeff was able to walk away from his W-2 job. He did this in November. That's right. He was able to walk away from a sales job that was taking up a lot of his time because he made this investment in real estate. And that decision has actually had a marvelous effect on his family, because now they're able to go out and take trips and spend time with their two young boys. So the quality of life for Jeff and Carla has just gone through the roof. Instead of spending 40, 50, 60 hours a week working in a sales job, Jeff now gets to spend 40, 50, or 60 hours of his week focused on his family. Because I will tell you, he doesn't spend 40, 50, 60 hours a week operating that apartment community. He spends a whole lot less time doing that. Oh, and by the way, they're on the hunt for their next investment. It's that wash, rinse, repeat modality. Think about it. They did that in 3 years. Imagine where they're going to be in the next 20 years. Imagine where you could be in the next 20 years if you just get started today. And you can get started by going to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.